This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As her term approached the midpoint, Mayor Sherelle Parker sat down with me to reflect on her second year in office. She's a former English teacher, so I asked what grade she'd give herself this year.
No letter grades at all. I'm pleased that my administration has been willing to go to war with the status quo in pursuit of the promise that we made to the people of the city for that safe, clean, green and economic opportunity for all agenda, in our efforts to deliver the vision in a way that people could see, touch, and feel. I'm not an executive that simply speaks in lofty platitudes, right? But rather it means more when people can see it. Then you can become a believer. And so, you know, what grade do I give my team? They've exhibited a great deal of courage and discipline. Tune out the noise, stay focused on operationalizing the vision, the goals, objectives, and delivering. So I'm proud of the work that they've done, but we have so much more work to do. So no one's claiming victory, but we are saying, let's do more of the same and stay focused, but push even harder and stretch ourselves, our own human limitations.
And so would you say the job got easier this year because you've been in it, or was it harder because you're going deeper?
Oh, no. I think the level of intensity hasn't let up at all. I mean, we function every day like it's the first day we just arrived, because that's a part of it. Pat, I think that's what Philadelphia, you know, has been yearning for, the sense of urgency. And they haven't felt it from government, but we feel it every day. I feel it as the executive. My team feels it. That sense of urgency, that has not depleted at all. And I'm not saying everybody always loves it, but it's real. And it's how we function.
Okay, so right now you're enmeshed in one of the biggest disputes that you've had with City Council about how the money in the home initiative will be distributed.
A quick aside, the mayor wanted to target some of the programs to moderate income earners. Several members of council, including the Housing Committee Chair and Council President, amended the mayor's proposed budget so that almost all the money for repair programs and new housing goes to low-income residents. That's the dispute.
First, why is it so important to you that the money gets distributed the way you envisioned it?
So one, I have to push back, Pat, just a bit on your framing. I will argue that it's not so much a dispute, but trying to, you know, ensure that we move as many Philadelphians forward at the same time. And so for me, let's remember who we are. Philly is a city of neighborhoods made up of row homes. 70% of our housing stock in the city are made up of row homes. 75% of those are over 50 years old. It is unconscionable to me that we would not preserve this aging housing stock with the most consistent contributors to the tax base, the people who are working one, two, three jobs just to make ends meet. I have a problem with that. So I'm on a mission to save row homes in Philadelphia. And that means making sure that as many Philadelphians as possible have access to home repair needs. These are the people who can't walk into a mainstream bank and get a home improvement loan. Should we be leaving those Philadelphians behind? And let me tell you why I think we shouldn't. Because when we're in campaign mode and we're talking to constituencies, we don't travel to neighborhoods across the city saying, you know what, when we develop a solution to address the housing crisis, you'll have to wait. That's not what I promised.
Okay, but it looks for all the world like the people in council who prefer that the lion's share of the money goes to the lowest income residents have won. I mean, the budget is passed and amended, and the bond authorization is amended and just waiting for a formality of passing.
Well,
what's your next year?
I would argue, Pat, I don't view politics and policy making as a zero-sum game where one person or group wins and another loses. If we're doing what's right to benefit our great city and to move it forward, we are going to try to help as many Philadelphians as we possibly can. If not, many of these folks who are living on the margins, check by check, they are one housing emergency, one heating emergency, one roofing emergency away from not being able to have a home to live in themselves. So we should not be pitting the have-nots against those who have just a little bit, and or penalizing those who are working 1, 2, 3 jobs and trying to be as self-sufficient as they possibly can. And when they come and say, government, we need your assistance, we say, oh yeah, we've developed this amazing program. It's just not for you. For me, that's an antiquated and outdated way of policy making. That's the policy making of the old. We've got to move all of Philadelphia forward. So I don't view this as a win or a loss. I'm a how do we get to yes and how do we have a win-win?
But how do you get to yes to the moderate income earners?
The council has said
they're not.
No, but see, these are working Philadelphians. They need help. They are living on the margins, and I won't leave them behind. And, you know, nothing about my narrative and or those goals are going to change, Pat. Those will be the same.
Okay. At Temple last week, you took on, I would say, the greatest challenge of your administration or any. You said you were going to end street homelessness, which has been an intractable problem for decades. Do you have something to prove?
That's interesting, Pat. When I hear you mention that, I'm thinking about how people stared at me when we were on the campaign trail. You remember the campaign trail with 10, 11, 12 of us? Every time I said I would do everything in my power to end the open-air drug market in Kensington, people looked at me like, yeah, like they gave me the look like, are you out of your mind? Here, I feel the same way about street homelessness. And I believe my senior leadership in the area of homeless services have said, Mayor, we can end street homelessness in the city of Philadelphia. My commitment is for 1,000 new beds this
week. Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's winter, and that's by the end of January. You know, is it tough to be able to say to the team, I want 1,000 units by January 31st? Absolutely. Do I think they're going to meet the moment and rise to the occasion? 1,001%.
So you just see this all as doable stuff that just no one has ever put their mind to it. You also took on Kensington, and you've taken on affordable housing. I mean, these are long-standing.
The rules are different for me. Don't ever forget that although I'm the mayor, I come from very humble beginnings. No one has ever given me anything. just because. I didn't get here because I knew someone. I wasn't connected to anybody. I've had to prove proficiency. And it nothing changes now that I am the mayor. My job is to bring a sense of hope and pride and dignity back to the people to make them see government work again. People are frustrated. They're discouraged. They don't believe in government. And, you know, I believe my job as the chief executive officer in this city is to make people believe in our city and that this local government can work again for them. You know, I worked in government a long time, so I don't believe anything I hear people say. I need to see it at work, and that's why I'm so committed to proving it through action. So when you hear us talking about clean and green, no, not just we're saying save clean and green. Clean more than 100,000 city blocks and commercial quarters. Towed more than 11,500 abandoned cars and vehicles. Clean more than 17,000 vacant lots. As, you know, we're getting ready for 2026, and Philadelphia's gonna do what we always do, demonstrate our resilience, rise to the occasion, and affirm that we are the world-class city that we've always been. And we're going to remind not just the world, but sometimes I think Philadelphians, we forget about who we are. What an amazing, historic city we are, and how dynamic and resilient we are right now, that even these seemingly intractable problems, opioid addiction, street homelessness, public safety, even with those seemingly intractable problems, we can find a way to address them. Maybe I was just shocked that this is the first time I've ever heard a reporter describe it that way. But I think you've just described me. And whether I like it or not, the answer is yes. You ask me, do I have something to prove? Yes, Pat, I do. I'm going to prove that local government that can work. I'm going to prove that Philadelphia's local government, that we can deliver for our people, that we can be results-oriented and deliver a government that they can see, touch, and feel. I believe it. Yes.
Your predecessor used to talk about laying in bed at night and looking at the ceiling and worrying. Do you ever have those nights?
Instead of laying in bed looking at the ceiling and worrying, I am on the computer comparing and contrasting and Googling best practices and thoughts and ideas and solutions, because I'm a doer by nature. I'm a fixer. It's how I am wired. So I'm always thinking about how will we fix a problem. My wheels are always spinning about thoughts and ideas and ways to fix the problem. And, you know, we've put a team together that's not perfect. And I'm so glad that none of us have ever promised perfection. I've shared with them, don't you ever, because we are not. But we come together. Everyone's committed to doing the best we can and moving with a sense of urgency, because the needs of the constituency we serve, Philadelphians, the needs is so great that you have to move with a sense of urgency. So if you wonder what consumes my mind, coming up with efficient, effective, meaningful, sustainable, long-term solutions. I'm not talking about problems where you could just pick up the phone and call one person. I'm talking about seemingly intractable problems where everything that you need to solve them, the city doesn't have it alone. You have to go to different places and different branches of government in the public sector and the private sector, and you have to put it all together in order to solve it. I'm not talking about give me an A+ or a star because I was able to pick up the phone, you know, and call one person and they're going to give me the answer to all of our problems. No, that doesn't excite me.
So you're facing 2026 now, which is going to be nonstop. Does it make you feel exhausted?
So, okay, confession time. I am going to work on taking some time for myself. I'm going to have to, like, turn it off. I have a very difficult time turning the switch off and saying recharge. Like, everybody needs to recharge their batteries. And I haven't always done a great job in balancing full disclosure. So I'm definitely going to work on that. But the sense of urgency and even the pace, you know, you should never expect that to change. Because if the pace and the sense of urgency is only there because it's based around the executive, then you haven't made systemic change. It has to be the standard operating procedure. Even if the leader has to step away for a moment, the standard operating procedure says this is how the organizational structure will move. This is how we implement. So, listen, I'm feeling really good about that. 2026 is here. Hopefully people see that we really are excited about it, you know, kicking it off with something we've never done before. But like a New Year's Eve event in Philadelphia, I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, call me crazy, but we're going to try it, you know. We're going to see whether or not it works for our city. And, hey, what if we end up with a new Philadelphia tradition? You know, I don't know, but it won't be that we were too risk averse, that we were afraid to try something because we Philadelphia had never done it before. If that was the case, you know, KYW, look, I wouldn't be the mayor. I wouldn't have run because I would have said, no, I can't run because no one like me has ever won and become the mayor before. No, that's definitely not who I am. No boxes for me. No boxes for Philadelphia. We will be whoever it is that we decide to be, and we will do whatever it is we decide to put our minds to. And right now, I'm in pursuit of bringing a sense of hope, pride, and dignity back to our city. Local government is going to work for the people. Thank you, KYW, and Happy New Year.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.